The Ionians in the colonial outposts may have been ahead of them here, for they had already reflected on what the world was actually made of, and what might be the cause of all events and experiences. This sort of reflection is what we call philosophy. In Athens, however, their reflecting, or philosophizing, went much further. They also wanted to know how people should act, what was good and what was evil, and what was just and what was unjust. They wanted to find an explanation for human existence and discover the essence of all things. Of course, not everyone agreed on matters as complex as these. There were various theories and opinions that were argued back and forth, just as in the People's Assembly. And since that time, the sort of reflection and reasoned argument we call philosophy has never stopped. But the Athenians didn't only pace up and down their porticos and sports fields, talking about things like the essence of life and how to recognize it and where it came from. They didn't just picture the world in a new way in their minds. They saw it with new eyes.